Armodoxy for today, the Advent series.
We are at the halfway mark of our Advent journey. Jesus' voice is now heard, teaching us the manner in which to practice our faith. He cautions us to avoid hypocrisy by being sincere in our motives. Today he teaches us to pray concisely. In this manner, he says, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us to temptation, but deliver us from evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This prayer, which is often referred to as the Lord's Prayer, is more appropriately titled the Our Father. For in fact, the novelty of this prayer is in its reference to God as our Father. Jesus defines an intimate relationship with God. This was revolutionary in his time and even more revolutionary today. The distance between God and man has now been shortened. God is love, and as our Father, has an infinite capacity to love, to care for us. In this prayer, we acknowledge the holiness of our Father, the sacredness of his name. We understand ourselves as participants in the kingdom by being the functionary, the means by which his will is done on earth, just as it is in heaven. We request of our Father our daily bread and the forgiveness of our sins, deliverance from evil. Today we conclude with a prayer that comes from the Armenian Church's Divine Liturgy. God of truth and Father of mercies, we thank you, who has exalted our nature, condemned as we were, above that of the blessed patriarchs. For you were called God by them, whereas in your mercy you have been pleased to be named Father by us. We forever thank you. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.